Why is it, when I sit down, there's always a sodding mower or something, a delivery or something comes along just to bug me when I'm just about to sit down and record a podcast? It's nuts. Every time. Literally every time something happens. Hello, hello, and welcome to the YouTube Tea Break Podcast. We are dedicated to growing your YouTube channel and brand organically. This podcast is sponsored by the lovely people at Riverside.fm. Look, if you want a really solid, I mean, unbreakable way of interviewing people remotely with the best audio that is on offer, the best video that is on offer, Riverside FM is the perfect thing. It also does little, we're using their AI systems, it makes little chunks of detail as well, a little chunks of content that you can use for your social platforms to put your podcast and your video forward on other social medias. It can make shorts for you with annotations. I mean, it's brilliant. Honestly, it's brilliant. I don't recommend anything I don't use myself. And if you use the affiliate link in the details in the drop down things, whatever they're called, write-ups, show notes, you get a little discount there as well. That does change, but they should get a little discount with that as well when you sign up for it. So yeah, if you do anything remote, interview anybody remote for the purposes of going out somewhere, riverside.fm is a banging solution. I promise you that. We promise we'll help you grow one video at a time. In this episode, I want to talk about buckets and pillars. Yeah, we're not this is still a podcast about YouTube. This isn't about the construction industry. This is all about buckets and pillars. Why are buckets and pillars so important? Firstly, pillars. Why are pillars important? So, like anything, like the construction industry, you need a solid fortification, effectively, or solid foundations of your channel. So anything you are building on your foundations needs to be strong, hence the pillars. So what you do need to do, you need to have these core things within your channel, within yourself, that you know is really important. So things like, to give you some idea, there's a few channels I work with which are looking into these things a lot more. Everybody inadvertently starts with pillars. So to give you an idea of a pillar example here, I tend to say you need at least three pillars to be consistent. It allows consistency. It allows growth of those things. So anyway, I'll give you some ideas of what pillars are. There's one chap who I've worked with who does a true crime YouTube channel. It's very popular. My God, if you want to make money on YouTube, do true crime and stories and things like this. It's very popular at the moment. They're a bit oversaturated, but still, they're still very popular at this point. So their pillars were as follows. The person on camera. So the person is always there. Next up is the topic. The topic is there. So obviously with that one, he was presenting the podcast. It's a podcast, well, the episode. And then it was all about true crime. And the other thing was the background. The background needs to be the same. And it's something that which is really important for the viewers. Again, consistency. So those three things, that those are pillars, and you can grow those pillars, and you can fortify those pillars to make sure they're stronger and stronger. Another person I've been working with, it was more of a faceless channel, and it was more about the topic and about the tone. It was all about actually renewable stuff. So it's about the topic, which is about renewables, the tone, which was quite friendly, very consumer focused, and very sort of broke down the understanding of the verbiage of it all and how easy it can be to be understood. And then there was a message at the end. Why was it so important that we needed to do these things? So that one was topic, tone, and message. So but there was consistent. You could argue person was a thing, but there's a few presenters for that one. It's more for a brand, this one. So they wanted to do a faceless channel where they can just do a pre-recorded script, and then they put a different details and such over the top of it. And that was really, that's going really well for them. And it's serving its purpose for them and that brand. And the last one was more of a channel which is more about... See, it's the auto industry, and it's more about fixing cars. So this one was about the person. It was about the message. The message was they wanted people to come in to get their cars fixed through them. Quite highly specialist, very rare cars. So there aren't many people, but there's a lot of markup to be made on these cars. So it's the person, it's the message, and it is the task. And the task was, can we fix this car in half an hour? Can we fix this car in 2 hours? You know, and can we get another part? So it was consistent in terms of the one person was fronting it, but he also had a periphery team around him as well. And the message was there, like, come to us and we'll help you all out. And then they said, right, let's do a task within this. So they gamified their business model, which is really the YouTube model. So they really, that made something really interesting where it was probably a bit boring, you know, so that really helped. So those were the three pillars for them. So it was the person, it was the message, and it was the task in hand. So do you see what I mean with the pillars? Now, pillars, obviously, I'm starting with that because that is the foundation of any YouTube channel. You need at least three pillars to keep you going. But turning towards the buckets now. Buckets are really important. So there is, there's a few more. This is a more extreme example, but it's, my God, what a channel. Unfortunately, I haven't had any involvement with this channel. I'm just a fan of it, but I just thought I'd mention it. A comedian, and you may know this channel, called Jay Foreman. Jay Foreman is an incredible comedian. I'll be honest, I never heard of him before I stumbled across his YouTube channel. And now I'm a massive, massive fan of his. And he uses the buckets really, really well. So to give you an idea, what he does is that he is a very London-centric comedian. So he's got, so I'll just break down what I think his pillars are. They are the comedian, so him, person. He is all about the comedy. So the topic is comedy and the background is London or the UK, certainly, but certainly London. He's very London-centric. And he has got some fantastic content on his channel. He's not even consistent anymore, quite honestly. He is with his release cycles, but he is producing brilliant stuff, well scripted, brilliantly edited together. I think he does it all himself. I don't think he outsources it, but he does. One of my favorite things that he does is a series on Jay Foreman channel called Map Men. Map Men is a hilarious stance on any type of map from around the world. Again, very London centric again. And he and his friend, who's another comedian, who's actually, I think, a geography teacher as well. They basically go and they find these really unusual maps and things like this, and they explain, and so they could explain where the north-south divide is in the UK, or they could look at I don't know, the Black Death, where that came from, and how other map companies are just copying other people's maps with fake streets. There are fake streets out there on maps. Who knew? And the things like that. So that's one of his buckets, which is basically looking at maps. The other bucket he uses within his channel. Oh, I should say, before I go on to that, he brands them differently for every thumbnail. So with Map Men, he's got a little map thing, say Map Men, then below, which has got north, south, east, and west, like a compass. So he's got that on there, which is absolutely fine. But a lot of times we say, don't put any branding on the thumbnail because nobody cares. But actually, I think people probably do care with this particular instance. There's another series he does, which is Unfinished London. Again, exactly the same pillars. You know, I said to you about the pillars before with London. That is certainly one of them. And again, he's branded that as Unfinished London. And so much so that he takes the final line off the N for London. And Unfinished is a bit like a clip art pencil case thing, you know, like with rulers and pens and things like that. And that is, again, as you could probably work out, areas of London that were planned but were unfinished. And he just has this really hilarious take on how he does these things, how he looks at areas, but it's all, the tone is exactly the same for each video. It's all comedic. It's all fantastically well written and fantastically well edited. The other thing that he does a lot of, and this is going back a few years now, he does a lot of, he has done a lot of musical comedy as well. So there's a few stand-up things on there and other things like that. And that's looks like it's less and less prevalent. Like he had, looking at his channel, he probably had his musical ones, probably about, you know, a couple of 100,000 views on it, which I know is still fantastic. He really, you can see where he really became, oh, there's another one as well, sorry, which is Politics Unboringed. So he explains politics, and it sounds really dry and really dull, but he explains why the traditions are there in the UK Parliament as to why they are what they are, why people wear wigs, why they have to wear red, why they have to have these elaborate ceremonies. He explains why, and they are fun. He does it in a very dry, very British, very almost sarcastic way. It's brilliant, honestly. I couldn't recommend it more. And a lot of times, I know with us YouTube analysts, channel analysts, what we look for is inspiration in the channels that we love. But I love Ryan Trahan. If you're going to go down that route, Ryan Trahan is a fantastic YouTuber who's really, he's got this absolute humility to him. And he is really understanding what his audience want from him. And he is very approachable, very realistic, very humble, and he gets millions of views, millions. And this guy is very much the same. It's that sense of modesty as well, which goes a long way, that, and I've always mentioned this several times, I've mentioned this so many times, it's all about that idea of being authentic and being true to yourself. Yeah, people, I mean, I know that's the worst thing, especially when you're making it. Just be yourself. And it's terribly cringy. I heard it many times, but there's something to it, I'm afraid. There is something to it. You've got to be yourself in front of camera. There's a few people I'm working with at the moment who are very nervous about the camera. Fair enough. But they need to get better and better at being a lot more natural. Because it will take a while. But yes, so just to clarify, the buckets are very important for consistency. It may sound that's really odd because that's not consistent. No, it is consistent. But what it is, why buckets are really good, it allows a sense of variety within your channel. And not everybody in your public, in your audience, wants variety, but you're not deviating off these three or more pillars. None of these guys that I've mentioned have. They're all about the person, the message, and could be the background or the task or whatever it might be. So they don't deviate off that. They deviate potentially their content, but they are making that clearly known to the audience before they go in. And again, they are promising. They are promising in their thumbnail and their title, and they are not letting you down. So again, it allows variety. It allows for creativity. It saves you from making a second channel, because a lot of people say, oh, they start off and they've probably got, I don't know, 1,000 subscribers or something. And they say, oh, yeah, I really want to do this. Should I do something different and make a second channel? Like, no, it's taken you a year to get to 1,000 subs. So don't do it. Why would you want to start from fresh? See if you can fit it into your pillar. Can you fit it into one of your pillars? Is it still you? Is it going to be completely face? If it's the only time where I just say, yes, yeah, a good idea, is if it's something completely, if you're in the video on one of them and then the next one is faceless, then I think fair enough. If it's about something else entirely, then yeah, I would potentially look at a different channel. But if there are clear overlaps with even you as a personality and your tone, like if just Jay Foreman here, if he did started to go all ranty and political, which I'm sure he could, but he doesn't on his channel, he probably need to have another channel where it's a bit more serious. So he probably would do that, but he wouldn't put it on his main channel, which I think is the right thing to do. Again, it's the type of content. If the type of content fits, then great, go for it. If it doesn't, I think you might need to look at a second channel, but not often do I recommend doing a second channel early on anyway. Only if there's fundamental differences here. So yeah, that gives you some idea of what I'm talking about. So pillars are really, really massively important, and your buckets are important. You may not, once you start with your YouTube channel, I wouldn't even consider buckets at this point. Wouldn't consider doing buckets of content. Just think about, focus on your first thing that you want to tell. And then you'll probably find out that you evolve as a channel, you evolve as a person. You want to start making other things about other things. And you can do it within the bucket system, but you just got to be aware that not to cross those pillars. If you break those pillars, the whole thing will come crashing down. As always, for more YouTube tips weekly, please follow the podcast and give us a 5-star rating and a little review. Really helps us out hugely. Doesn't take any time for you, but it really helps us out. If you could do that, that would be great. Also, go back through our back catalogue, because everything that I'm saying now, if you relate to what I'm saying now, there'll be other things which you relate to. So have a look back at other podcasts we've done, because I know there'll be useful to you.